This is Franz with the Travel Trade Exchange podcast. A few items to tell you about. If you've tried to call in on the listener line, that line does not work. If you want to send in a story of your own, please send it to me at the as an attachment, as an MP3 attachment, and I can look at it then. So far, I have received no audio stories from any listeners, so I'm not going to hold my breath. So I guess it's just going to be content created by me unless somebody decides to start telling stories of their own. I just got back from Australia. I went down there over the Christmas holidays and visited my daughter, who lives in Perth. We spent a couple weeks traveling north and south from Perth. I really enjoyed Australia. As an American, I'm frustrated because I kept seeing all these great turbo diesel Toyota vehicles that are not sold in America. They got high miles per gallon, they have great torque, and for some reason our EPA does not let those vehicles into America. And it would be a great vehicle to have if we could get them. I want to quickly talk about my trip this summer. When I was at the end of the summer sail season, I would put my boat in Dubrovnik, and I caught a ferry from Dubrovnik over to Bari. That's an overnight ferry, and I paid for a first-class seat on the ferry, which supposedly had a reclining seat. The seat did not recline very much. It was very cold in the room. And if you are doing this trip, I would recommend that you avoid buying the first-class seat. The people that just paid for walk-on, the ticket was about half the price, and they were every bit as comfortable. I had worked on the boat, and I'd put up the boat, and I'd had a pretty exhausting 2 or 3 days prior to this trip. And on the trip over to Bari, the symptoms of a cold manifested themselves. Once I arrived in Bari, when you get off the ferry, it takes a long time to get through customs entering Italy. This is where being an American taking the ferry over came in to be an advantage, because they had one line for Italian citizens returning and then almost no line for anybody but Italians. So I went right to the line for anybody but Italians and got through customs very quickly. And if you take the number 20 bus, which if you come out of the terminal, the ferry terminal, and you look left to go out and walk down about a block, there'll be a bus there, number 20 bus, which will take you to the train station. At the train station, I decided to go visit Matera. I'd read a little bit about it in the guidebook, and so I took the train to Matera. Along the way, I took the train too far, had to bring another train back and change trains. Eventually, I got there in Matera. It's a classic old village, one of the oldest villages that's been continuously inhabited for centuries. They shoot a lot of movies here when they need a scene from an ancient village. Some religious films have been shot here. I didn't have a hotel when I got to Matera. I just was looking around for a reasonably priced place to stay. I found a tour center and stayed at a bed and breakfast place. It was fairly inexpensive. When I'm traveling by myself, I don't need very much luxury. I tend to stay in places that are inexpensive. Spent 3 or 4 days here. Like I say, I wasn't feeling particularly good. I was fighting a cold. I didn't really enjoy myself. And I expected, when I caught my flight out of Italy, to take the train back to Matera. In fact, I'd bought a round-trip ticket, which cost €9, from Bari to Matera and back. I didn't use the return ticket. They had a minibus, that went directly to the airport from Matera that left around 6 in the morning. So I took the bus to the airport. Once arriving at the airport, I had an awards pass from my frequent flyer miles that I was using for the return flight home, and I was flying from Bari to Rome, then Rome to New York, New York to Salt Lake. When I arrived at the airport, they kept saying there was something wrong with my ticket. I found a phone. I called Delta up. Delta said, there's nothing wrong with my ticket. I'd go back to the person. They said, oh, yes, there's something wrong with the ticket. It took me 3 hours to solve this problem. Alitalia Airlines kept saying it was Delta's problem. Delta kept saying it was Alitalia's problem. The bottom line, it wasn't my problem. I will caution you, do not trust Alitalia to honor a frequent flyer ticket that Delta issues. I had a friend that traveled just before me. He had exactly the same problem. And, of course, it's always the airlines pointing the fingers at each other. I barely made the flight. I have nothing good to say about Alitalia in Bari. So heads up on that. Anyway, that's this podcast. Not much here, but I thought I'd get something out. Thank you for listening, and please join us. Subscribe and visit our website, www.traveltradeexchange.com.